Now, KRWG News. Good morning. It's 7:45. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the New Mexico Civil Rights Act into law this month. It prohibits the use of qualified immunity as a defense in state court. In depth, here's Madison Staton.
Government employees will not be able to use qualified immunity as a legal defense in state court under the recently ratified New Mexico Civil Rights Act. Lori Roberts, a state policy advocate for the Innocence Project, says the act will create an easier path for those seeking to bring a claim against a government body, relying on state courts rather than the federal judicial system.
Instead of having to go to federal court and allege a violation of your federal constitutional rights, instead you can go to your local district court in front of a judge or a jury of your peers, you know, a judge elected by New Mexicans, and the local governments are not able to use qualified immunity as a defense the way that they would be if you were forced to go into federal court.
First introduced by the Supreme Court in 1967, qualified immunity is a legal defense granted to government employees, such as police officers and social workers. It allows for a defendant to successfully claim immunity if the alleged violation is not clearly established, relying on prior legal decisions with similarities to current cases. Prior to the passage of the New Mexico legislation, Doñana County District Attorney Gerald Byers spoke to KRWG about qualified immunity, stressing that individual government employees need to be financially protected.
On the one hand, qualified immunity, it's a buffer between the government and the government actors and people who are civilly trying to redress a wrong. But the thing is that prevents a chilling effect, because if a law enforcement officer or other government actor were totally exposed to severe financial penalty just for an act that arose out of them doing their job, that would really chill the desire of people to be public servants.
Under the New Mexico Civil Rights Act, claims can be brought against a public body, not individual employees themselves, putting the financial liability onto the employer. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said in a statement that the act is an important step toward ensuring all New Mexicans are given the rights endowed to them by the state constitution. Good public servants work tirelessly every single day to protect those rights, to ensure them, to safeguard New Mexicans, Lujan Grisham said in a statement. But when violations do occur, we as Americans know too well that the victims are disproportionately people of color, that there are too often roadblocks to fighting for those inalienable rights in a court of law. New Mexico was the second state to implement a qualified immunity policy, following Colorado's passage of similar legislation last year, though the Colorado law applies only to those in law enforcement, differing from the all-encompassing New Mexico Act. Lori Roberts emphasized that the act will give citizens the ability to seek financial justice in court, as well as spur additional policy measures.
It provides the incentives that local governments, city governments need, police agencies need, to actually start implementing the policies that will prevent these kinds of constitutional rights violations from happening in the first place. There's a broader accountability component that we think is going to lead to real culture change that will have far-reaching effects beyond just the passage of this law.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staton.
Find this story at krwg.org. Jaguars once roamed much of the Southwest, and now conservationists are pushing for an expanded habitat for the animals. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
Brian Bird with Defenders of Wildlife says independent research found 20 million acres of suitable habitat in the central mountains of Arizona and New Mexico that would support the big cats.
Some of us believe that because jaguar are part of the native fauna of the United States, that we should be doing more to recover them here.
The federal recovery plan primarily recommends helping Mexico preserve its native jaguar population. Bird says the new area identified by the study for jaguar reintroduction is 27 times larger than the current designated habitat and could help bring the big cat back to the U.S. The multidisciplinary group of scientists compared 12 habitat models for jaguars in Arizona and New Mexico, not considered in the recovery plan prepared by the Wildlife Service. But Bird notes that the federal agency left open the possibility of revising boundaries if new information became available. He says jaguars once ranged from Louisiana to California in the southern U.S. and as far north as the Grand Canyon.
It's been so long since some of these more spectacular, charismatic animals have been permanent residents of the United States. We sort of lost that history.
Over the last two decades, a number of male jaguars have been photographed in the mountains south of I-10 in Arizona and New Mexico. At the same time, Bird acknowledges that jaguar restoration to the Southwest has been made more difficult by construction of the wall between the U.S. and Mexico. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Stay up to date anytime at krwg.org.